Okay, so I wanted to make this video about just some thoughts I've had lately about trying to control your life. Now, I think in some instances, like trying to control your life this is a difficult thing to talk about, because the ultimate end goal is trying to pretty much decide, is trying to decide if everything was already made and written and it's done, or if you truly believe that you have some influence on it and that you actually have some saying on the entire matter, or two, everything is just constantly being randomly created as we speak. But even then, you can dive into, you know, scenarios where, let's say, like a guy, you know, tries to get a job. He tries to apply, and he just can't get a job, even though he has, you know, all the qualifications, skills, you know, wisdom, blah, blah, blah. And then random guy with like half his ability can go out there and get jobs like that. You know, like this can dive into many different, depending on how deep you want to think about philosophy on existence. This can dive into multiple different areas. So I'm going to try to keep this more basic, because you guys aren't trying. For those of you who do watch my videos, I know you're not trying to watch a 3-hour long video on theories about this shit. But no, man, like trying to control your life. I think in some instances, like personally, what I do is I just learn to accept everything. And I think for me, the most difficult part for me to accept is a possibility that I might fuck it all up and end up broke. See what I'm saying? Because what I found is that when you're really fighting the world, and you're fighting the world on your own, you have to start figuring out who and what exactly you really are and what exactly is defining you. So like, for instance, like I drive a BMW. I'm not going to let the BMW define who I am. I define what the BMW does. You see what I'm saying? Like, I remember when I take the car to get fixed at the dealership, and I laugh and joke with the people, because I remember the first conversation we had, like we became friends, you know, the people who worked there, because they say, yeah, usually people, when people bring in BMWs, they bring BMWs, you know, Cadillacs, Mercedes, shit like that. And to be honest with you, those aren't even like high tier cars. I say like in the world of cars, BMW was like, in the world of cars, if the reality of BMW, you know, most basic Mercedes, most basic Cadillacs, I say they are solid cars. That's the reality. But most people walking around have assigned BMW, Cadillac, Mercedes as severely luxurious, you know, you must have 15 bitches all the time behind you type of car. You see, that's what people did. But once you own a BMW and you've owned other cars, like my father, he's a retired mechanic. So I've seen cars, you know, stripped of parts since I was a little kid. You just know, you know, BMW, it's a car. You see what I'm saying? So for me, I think for a little while, I think I let the BMW kind of start defining me. Well, when I first got back to the States, I had my first BMW in the United States. That was the first time I had a BMW in the United States. And I think a part of me was like remembering what I was before I left. And then now I'm driving this BMW and wearing expensive suits. It was like for me, oh, yeah, like I'm the shit now. But it didn't last long. But like I said, when I took the thing, because I would get in the car accidents. And when I took the thing, weird people kept fucking hitting me, man. Like, honestly, like, I would tell you. No, I hit one dude. I backed into him, like, doing, like, 4 miles an hour. And it, like, tore up the bumper, because it hit that side of the bumper where, like, it's not reinforced. So it had this massive dent that looked like I fucking ran to a guardrail. And I literally backed into the dude going 4 miles an hour. But that's a whole other topic. But back to defining your life and letting what defines you. When I take the car to go get service, I have a great reputation with them, because I made it clear, like, look, no matter what you're doing in life, there's somebody doing it better. So letting, like, let's say like this BMW define me, See, all that's going to do is doing that is all is just going to destroy you. Like letting an outside source define you, like your job, your car, the hot girlfriend you have, you know, and anything, letting an outside source define you. And then once it defines you, it kind of it begins to control like how you think and how you walk and how you talk. So you, when you do it in that order, all that does is destroy you when somebody else comes in the room and does it better than you. And remember this, no matter what you're doing on the planet, somebody is always, somebody was born into whatever you worked for and threw it away a long time ago. So it's always going to be somebody better than you. I don't care if you work, if you worked your whole life to own your own company and make $10 million a year, there is somebody on this planet who was born into their own company from their daddy and was born into making $15 million a year. So there's always, what I'm trying to say is there's always somebody that's going to do something better than you. So you have to figure out for you personally, like what do you really want to control and take control of in your life? Do you want to take control of other objects? Or do you want to take control of like what you are and then let the objects grow under you? Like personally, I chose the latter because I mean, personally, like I just like I lived kind of a little bit of both of those lives. So like, and I seen the down, the, you know, the good sides and the downsides and all of them. And defining yourself by yourself. Like, see, I'm to the point now, man, like I know I can like get my arm cut off and my leg cut off, and I'm still gonna be pretty fucking gangster, okay? Like, cause that's just me, man. Like, cause I went through too many trials with that shit. Like, cause I lost my hair when I was young. I lost my hair when I was 14, and it wasn't even like in any like basic way. Like, you know, usually, like, cause I had alopecia, and it was like went out like spots, like mass, like so it just looked, it looked off. See, now it looks like, I guess, normal. It doesn't look horrible now, but man, when it was, I was 14 in high school, man. So I had to learn at around 14 years old, like, okay, like what is actually defining me? Where is my self-esteem and confidence actually coming from? Like just, okay, my hair is gone. Okay. But I'm not gone. Like you saw, it's little shit like that. Like personally that I learned at a younger age. And this is what I'm trying to make this video. Cause I think some people like they don't get it until later. Cause I had to deal with losing things at a younger age. So I had to really put it into order. Like, okay, what's doing what to me and how it's affecting me. But like this other guys, let's say for the example was losing the hair. Some guys, it doesn't start to them with them until they'd be like, you know, 28, 29, 30. And then they'd be walking around looking like Homer Simpson with this part ball right here, but the hair coming all out, they were all look like Homer and shit. And you talk to them, and then like, and okay, those guys, like, and if you do one of these guys, I'm sorry, but this is what I'm talking about. Like, so like, cause they are so, they end up being so afraid to like commit to cutting it off that they end up more fucked up holding on to what they used to have. You see what I'm saying? And it goes that way with cars or jobs or what have you, or girlfriends or what have you. Like they end up clutching to the last little bit they got of it. And in the reality of it, you end up causing more attention by clutching to that little bit of comfort zone you had than to just let it go and accept life and move on to something else. You see what I'm saying? Like you, like women and men can pick up on you being more comfortable. You see what I'm saying? Like if you're just fucked up, just say you're fucked up. Okay, say it and own it. Don't try to ask somebody to go cover up and fix it, blah, blah. If you say, yeah, I'm fucked up and chill, you know what I'm saying, and keep going, like you, like people know, like, okay, like he's more comfortable. He's generally comfortable to be, he or she is more comfortable to be around because they can just accept what happened. Now, on the flip side, like back to what this video is going to be titled, yeah, there are instances where you can fight it and get back what you want. And I think that's really just upon an individual. Like, it's on their individual makeup. It's like, you know, okay, like, why did they ever, let's say with a girlfriend, right? Let's say you get a girlfriend and she wants to leave and you fight for her to stay. You see, now, the reality of what I told you guys in previous videos, you, I don't care what happened with a woman, you are always better off staying quiet and working on yourself in the end. You will always be better off doing that. Okay, and then sitting up. But if you're the type of guy who likes to fight for the woman, blah, 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 what I'm gonna say is this. Yeah, sometimes it does work out. But like, you really have to think within yourself, okay, like, why am I doing this? What, you know, like, really, why am I doing it? Okay, for instance, I was watching Dr. Phil or something like Jerry Springer. It was a Jerry Springer trash show. It was a trash. It was on YouTube. And it's like, this guy, he was, you know, fat, below average looking, you know, low self. Clearly, when you hear him talk, low self-esteem. But he had a girlfriend. She, okay, his girlfriend was like small city hot. I'll get rid of that. She was small city hot. She wasn't beautiful, but she was small city hot. Like, you can tell, like, she was out of his league, right? And she had had, they were together, and she had a child, and she told, with him. Well, she told him that the child was theirs. When they got DNA tests, the child wasn't theirs. So he stayed with her. I mean, he stayed with her. And you could tell pretty much by watching them. He stayed with her because she was out of his league. And probably the best he'll ever do in life. And I said, okay, going back to the previous video, it's not because of him being fat. My genuine, honest assessment is not because he's fat and, you know, it's not because he's fat and less than average looking, which he is, but it's not because of that, okay? I'm only stating the reality from a superficial standpoint, okay? The reality why he won't do better than her is because he doesn't have any self-confidence in himself. And that is universally the key for men that we always just overlook because we're so worried about giving and protecting for someone else. We don't think about us. You see, it's really like a glitch in a male psyche, honestly. But yeah, so he was fighting for this woman, and he was on Jerry Springer because the girl got pregnant again, and she did the same story, like, no, it's yours, it's yours, it's yours. And he's on there just crying, like, oh, I don't know what to do. And so come to find out, they take the test, and the kid did end up being his. And he's like just immediately crying, talking about some thank you, Jerry's. No, it was Maury. Thank you, Maury, for, you know, for helping me out because now everything's perfect. Like, no, motherfucker. Everybody in their same mind can see his willing to clutch on to this, you know, cute woman. Because let's just be real. It's the best that he could do for everything that he is at the time. Like, you can see how quick he flipped the script from, like, he was like, yeah, I'm going to leave her, blah, 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 blah. These aren't my kids. I don't care about her. And then he found out the kid was his. Now he loves her and everything just flipped. And you see how fucked up, how you see what he just did. Like, see, and it happens with that, with, like, other things in life. Like, see, like, one thing, unless it's your child that's, like, grown and talking and shit, like, and even then, given the situation, it can falter. It can, you know, be flimsy. But unless it's, like, yours, like, no one thing should have that much power over you as a man. No one thing. You, as a man, you never do that. Like, what I say is this, man. Like, okay, because I'm on a MacBook right now. Don't buy a MacBook if you can't afford to go out there and get another MacBook. As a man, that's how you should look at it. That's my personal recommendation on how you should look at life. If you can't afford, for whatever, I'm going to say maybe not buy a flat, outright flat, maybe like, let's say like a house or something, like, because most people can't afford to buy a house with cash. What I'm trying to say is this, if this house is the only house you could ever buy for the rest of your life, don't buy that house, okay? Because that house is going to end up owning you. And now I'm not talking just financially. I'm talking like on a mental level. That house is going to own you. I think that was in a Fight Club. That was a Fight Club quote. The things that you own slowly begin to own you. And that's real shit. So when it comes to taking control of your life, man, like, take control of yourself. Find like, if you want to find, because a problem is like finding confidence in something. So like you have to, I would recommend find confidence in something that you like to do. I don't care if it's video games. I don't care if it's building lamps. I don't care if it's making toothpicks. You got to find something that you like to do. And that I always even, don't even have to be really, 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 really good at it. Just find something you like to do, man. Find like your thing. And nobody can, I mean, depending on what it is, nobody can take it away from you. Yeah, that's me. But yeah, that's it for this video.